at the following dates and times. Representative Kelly from 8 p.m. Thursday, March 19th till morning plain time Tuesday, March 25th. Representative Ledoux from 11:45 a.m. Tuesday, March 18th until 1 p.m. the same time.
Objection. Those members are shown as excused on the dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the members go into the limbo file so that we may consider the free conference committee report on Senate Bill 125 and ask that the co-chairman of House Finance explain.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Third leg of the stool, final piece of the stool package anyway. Mr. Speaker, the free conference committee made changes in the following areas of SB 125. They removed all references to SB 123. SB 123 was passed last year, and both the piece of legislation made adjustments to the retirement system statutes and were traveling. And since 123 passed last year, the references to 123 were removed. Also removed the incremented 09 through 013 contribution rates for employees in the hold harmless category. These were the employers that had 09, the 09 Alaska Management Board rates that were below 22. It also added intent language to clarify that and that hold harmless and hero grants would be made in a separate appropriation. Contribution rates used to the in the hold harmless grants were based on the latest actuarial report and the current 07 data, so the numbers were upgraded. Also, the heroes list were the employers that, who made contributions in excess of the amount required during the 05, 06, and 07 time period. They'll receive a one-time 09 grant to repay those contributions. And it also took care of the salary base floor used for calculating employers' termination provisions and the minimum annual payroll contributions from 07 to 08. Removed catch-up provision dealing with the elected officials participating in the PERS defined benefit plan. This provision was no longer necessary, and also made changes to adjusted the effective dates, which were 1 year delay due to the not passing 125 last year. So, Mr. Speaker, 125 PERS and TERS bill, it moves Alaska and moves municipalities forward. It gives them some comfort, or some comfort in knowing what their rates are going to be, and that's a big piece that the state of Alaska has stepped up to help out municipalities in their time of need. And I would ask that members vote yes.
Mr. Majority.
Speaker, I move that the House adopt the free conference committee report for Senate Bill 125, thus adopting the free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 125, and urge the body to vote yes.
Is there any other debate? Representative Dugan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the minority member on the Free Conference Committee, I just wanted to associate myself with the comments of the previous speaker. This bill does at last set the contribution, the uniform contribution rates for both municipalities and school districts for PERS and TERS. And it is greatly to be hoped, Mr. Speaker, that if we pass this, we shall never hear the phrase three-legged stool again. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
I was just told today one of the legs is hollow. Anyway, question is, shall the House adopt the Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 125? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
36 yeas, 0 nays.
So the vote of 36 yeas, 0 nays, the House has adopted the Free Conference Committee report. Any other finished business? I've got a couple of them. House Bill, Mr. Majority, the effective date clause.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of the Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 125 be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
An objection. The roll call vote on the Conference Committee report will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Under unfinished business, House Bill 50, titled Child Placement Compact, received a fiscal note, so it will go to the Finance Committee. House Joint Resolution 37, titled Constitutional Amendment Eliminating Secretary of State References, also fiscal note, go to the Finance Committee. Any other unfinished business? Any committee announcements? Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, today is a special day. Not only is it St. Patrick's Day, but we also have two opportunities to enjoy finance. We'll probably start finance this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then we'll be hearing various bills, and then again tonight at 6 o'clock to hear from the department heads on the capital budget. Thank you.
Representative Olson.
Speaker, Labor and Commerce, 3 p.m. in the Barnes Room instead of the Transportation Room.
Representative Ramirez.
Speaker, Judiciary will start promptly at 2 o'clock the moment that we have a quorum.
Representative Lynn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House State Affairs Committee will meet tomorrow, 8 a.m. Three bills are scheduled, plus previously heard state employee dependent child care centers from our illustrious minority leader. Veteran information on PFD applications, and another resolution on amending uniform rules regarding standing committees.
Representative Gatto.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Resources 30 minutes after the gavel drops.
Representative Faircloth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, there are two opportunities to visit community and regional affairs, but they don't both happen today. One is on Tuesday, and one is on Thursday at 8 a.m.
Representative Johansson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At 5 o'clock in the Transportation Room, the House State Affairs Subcommittee on Conflict of Interests will listen to three resolutions and one bill. Thank you.
Any other committee announcements? Other announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been asked to give an update on the Thanksgiving in March fundraiser. I was too bad I didn't get to attend for the first time since I've been down here. I did not get to attend that. It's a fundraiser for the Southeast Alaska Food Bank, and it was held downtown at the Imperial Bar. It raised almost $36,000. The pie auction, which I know that you are a big fan of contributing pies, Mr. Speaker, raised almost $10,000 on its own. And a special thanks to go to all the participating legislators, the staff, the volunteers, the sponsors, and the Imperial Bar for helping the less fortunate in Southeast Alaska with their $36,000.
Representative Gerlenberg. The announcement is we'll have an at ease. To order. Under other announcements, Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. there will be a joint House and Senate JASC meeting in the Senate Finance Room, and it will feature our own United States Senator Lisa Murkowski. Thank you.
Okay. The Senator is speaking to the House here tomorrow at 11 a.m., but in a joint session. Other announcements? Special order? Representative Chenault, under roll of the calendar, introduction of guests. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not often do I get people from the far-flung region of my home district, especially from the north end and the south end. Mr. Speaker, both these gentlemen will probably be visiting a number of people's offices here in the next few days. If they would, Mr. Hawkins, if you would stand up. This gentleman is well known in our area. He is, I believe, called Progressive Pat, I believe, on the radio. He is one of our local radio announcers to a local talk show that we have, and he's never been bashful about giving you his opinion on any certain particular issue, and I guess that's probably what we like about him. This is Pat Hawkins. He is from my district, and I wish Juno would help me welcome him to Juno. The other gentleman next to him is a gentleman that lives just a few miles down the road from me, Bill Warren. And any of you that have been involved in oil and gas type issues have probably either seen an email or have actually had conversations with him on the phone. He's an old pipeliner, and sometimes he acts like that, just like me, but we've got to, that's how we get our points across. And he's down here wanting to talk about gas line issues, so if you would help me welcome him to Juno.
It's nice to put a face to all those emails, right? Okay, any other guests while we're here? Roll way down the calendar, back down the calendar to special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the notice and publication requirements be waived and that the citation honoring the Central Mat-Su Fire Department on-call responders be made a special order of business and taken up at this time.
Hear no objection. We have that special order citation before us.
Thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be adopted.
That objection. The citation is adopted. Representative, go ahead. More special orders?
Yeah, permission to speak on the Alaska Climate Impact Assessment Commission.
The Alaska Climate Impact Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the interest of time, I will say the report is out, and in the interest of time, I will give an update tomorrow.
Representative Ledoux.
Yes, permission to speak on what's the big state secret?
What's the big state secret?
What's the big secret?
Secret, oh,
yes. Mr. Speaker, it seems like we spent a considerable amount of time here this morning discussing what was a procedural ruling and what wasn't a procedural ruling, and whether members of the majority needed to follow the chair on procedural rulings. As I understand it, we are entitled to the commitment that members of the majority make when we join the majority is we vote yes on the budget and that we uphold the chair on procedural rulings. That wasn't ever something that I've ever tried to at least suggest to my constituents wasn't the case. Now, does that mean that we absolutely have to do something? No. Nobody's going to execute us. You know, there aren't machine guns if we don't uphold the ruling of the chair. We don't vote yes on the budget. But definitely, there are consequences, and I can look around this room, and I know that in the past, when people have not followed this, that they have been either thrown out of the caucus or their chairs have been removed. But so I wanted the public to understand that, no, we don't have to, in the sense that we are not going to be executed if we don't follow those rulings. But yes, there are very definite consequences that can definitely impact whether somebody decides to challenge a ruling or vote a certain way on the budget.
Thank you for that clarification. Are there special orders? Representative Dugan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate that clarification. I was asked during an at ease if, in fact, there had not been a case where my caucus was bound. And I just want all the members here to know that the fact of the matter is that as long as I've been here, the answer to that question is no. And frankly, Mr. Speaker, although I understand that your caucus needs to do its business the best way it knows how, frankly, for someone like me who is not a member of that caucus and has changes in budget bills like the one that I advanced today that were based on events that happened late Friday, it doesn't fill me with a great deal of confidence in the ability of the body to adjust to changing circumstances to learn that essentially people could not cast a different vote based on those changes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other special orders? Representative Groenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like permission of the body to speak on the Law of the Seas Treaty.
The Laws of the Seas.
Senator's visit tomorrow. Uh-huh. One of the things that Senator Murkowski has been involved with on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is the ratification of the Law of the Sea Treaty. If I may have permission to read briefly
that objection.
The letter. On November 8th of last year, the senator wrote a compass piece, which appeared in various newspapers here in Alaska, and we subsequently, she and I, engaged in some correspondence on the subject. And after a number of years, the Law of the Sea Treaty is only now moving closer to Senate approval. And the reason is because their actions by Russia, Denmark, and Canada have forced this. And they want to strengthen their claims in the Arctic Ocean. And if we don't get involved and get a seat at the table, we, the United States, could be left standing on the shore with no say in the matter. And without ratification, our country, which has 1,000 miles of Arctic coast along Alaska, would be the only Arctic nation not party to the treaty. 155 nations have ratified the treaty, including all of our allies and the world's maritime powers. And I understand the senator will be addressing the Joint Armed Services Committee at 9. I know the State Affairs Committee is adjourning early for that purpose. And I would hope if members are concerned about this, that they would take a little time, and hopefully she will address this issue. It is extremely important, and our state legislature has a very definite role. If we could take up a joint resolution or something urging the ratification of this extremely important treaty. Thank you.
Any other special orders? Representative Holmes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on a lighter note.
On a lighter note.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On a lighter note, today is a big day in my family. It's not only St. Patrick's Day, which you can tell pretty clearly just looking around this room at all the green, but in my family it's also a lot of birthdays. It is today is my father's birthday, today is my stepmother's birthday, and when she was alive, St. Patrick's Day was also my stepmother's mother's birthday. So I would just beg the body's indulgence to wish my father and stepmother a very happy birthday.
Representative Thomas.
Speaker, permission to speak on gold medal basketball.
Gold medal basketball.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Gold medal basketball started yesterday. It's the 62nd year for the gold medal. I have Yakutat, Cluckhorn, Haynes, Hoona, Angoon, Cake, and Metlakatla playing, and there's three different brackets. I don't know why they put Juneau and Sitka in there. It should be a District 5 tournament. It wouldn't be gold medal. But come down, very great basketball. I've been a fan since I was old enough to sit next to a radio, played in the game, still go down there. And if you want to come see some people that need help, there's about 1,200 from my district that are in here for this game. And I went there last night, and it's just about standing room only. And the great games. Two and a half, three games, and I was done for the day. But anyway, come on down. It's at the General Douglas High School. If you can find a place to park, actually you're better off to take a cab. I parked up by the Haynes Harbor yesterday, so I had to walk back.
Okay. I think there's a few members of either this body, the other body, or both bodies that have played in that, if I'm not mistaken. Mr. Majority Leader. Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Kelly has a...
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick one. 10th NCAA title for UAF. I'd like to speak on Go UAF. And this is their third consecutive. Going into Friday night, they were behind Army slightly, ended up 10 points ahead. And they've won 9 out of 10. And lest you be worried that this is a group of seniors or veterans moving along, it was 6 sophomores and 4 freshmen that did it this year. And in the end, it was UAF, and second was Army, and third was Texas Christian. So go Nanooks.
That was shooting.
And the representative that was previously from Fairbanks should be the last one in the room to ask that question.
Any other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjournment until 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 18th.
That objection, we're in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.